For Wednesday, August 11th, it's the early word from the WNYC newsroom. Hi, I'm Lance Lucky, in for Isaac Davey Aronson, with a look at this morning's top news stories, the day ahead, and reporting highlights from the WNYC news team. Coming up, the U.S. soccer team makes a not-so-triumphant return to American soil, and Elsa Chang attended a meeting in Harlem over the recent violence there. We'll start with the morning's top headlines just ahead.
The Early Word is a production of WNYC Radio. You can support this podcast by making a donation at WNYC.org, where you can also get the latest updates on this morning's headlines on the news page.
Former Stamford Mayor Dan Malloy has defeated Greenwich businessman Ned Lamont in the Democratic primary for Connecticut governor. In November, Malloy will face another Greenwich businessman, Tom Foley, who's also a former U.S. ambassador to Ireland. Foley won a three-way Republican primary. And in the state's Republican primary to fill Democrat Chris Dodd's open Senate seat, Linda McMahon has fended off a late challenge from former Congressman Rob Simmons. She defeated both Simmons and Tea Party favorite Peter Schiff. McMahon, the former CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment, spent more than $20 million on the primary and will face Democratic Attorney General Richard Blumenthal in November for that Senate seat. Governor Patterson is offering land to the sponsors of an Islamic cultural center and mosque near Ground Zero, but only if they agree to build it away from the World Trade Center site.
If the sponsors were looking for property anywhere at a distance that would accommodate a better feeling among the people who are frustrated, I would look into trying to provide them with the state property they would need.
Patterson did not say if he's identified any state property that could be used by the developers. He said he personally has no objections to the current plan, but he understands those who do. Meanwhile, the imam behind that community center and mosque is being sent by the State Department on a religious outreach trip to the Middle East. The announcement is drawing criticism from conservative lawmakers, including Long Island Congressman Peter King, who put out a statement with Florida Representative Ileana Ross-Layton, saying that government sponsorship of Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf's visit to Qatar, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates is unacceptable. They said taxpayer money should not be used to fund the tour, but State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley said the imam had been on two similar trips and that plans for the upcoming tour predated the mosque controversy. Crowley adds the Obama administration has no position on Imam Rauf's plans for the proposed Islamic center, but has respect for his message of moderation, tolerance, and religious diversity. Federal officials have arrested 11 people, including seven city employees, who they say operated a corrupt daycare center scheme. According to the complaint, a group of daycare owners known as the Congregation bribed workers at three city agencies to approve vouchers for services that were never provided. Rose Gill Hearn is commissioner of the city's Department of Investigation.
The Congregation defendants used cash and jewelry to cultivate the corrupt stream of vouchers to their centers and the sign-offs that the city employees could make happen that were crucial to carry out the criminal activity.
The city's health department, where four workers have been charged, says it's implementing practices to ensure such schemes can't be repeated. A woman who was drunk when she crashed a station wagon full of children, killing 11-year-old Leandra Rosado, pleaded guilty to manslaughter yesterday. Carmen Huerta's daughter and five other children were injured in the crash last October, which prompted New York's Leandra's Law. It makes drunk driving a felony if a child is in the vehicle. Huerta's sentencing is October 1st. She faces between 3 and 15 years in prison. Taking a look at today's calendar. In Washington, it's the first ever anti-bullying summit, sponsored by the Department of Education. Secretary Arne Duncan and Surgeon General Regina Benjamin will talk about bringing together partners in and out of government to craft a national strategy to reduce and end bullying. This morning, Mayor Bloomberg joins Governor Patterson and Delta CEO Richard Anderson to unveil new plans for expanding Terminal 4 at JFK Airport. And this evening at 6, the city's Charter Revision Commission meets. On the agenda, possible ballot measures for November, including one which would allow voters to weigh in on whether nonpartisan elections would be better for the city. That's at Baruch College. That's just some of what's happening this Wednesday. Harlem residents, clergy, and elected officials gathered last night to discuss the recent wave of violence that culminated in last weekend's fatal police shootout. WNYC's Elsa Chang was there.
As people filed in, news of another shooting spread. Just hours before, a 14-year-old was hit in the abdomen. He was recovering, but this fresh example of gun violence in the neighborhood sent fingers pointing at parents not checking on their kids enough, at community officials not building safe places for teens to hang out, and at the culture that teaches young men to carry guns to be taken seriously. Makita Barnes-Joseph stood up to talk about getting shot in the stomach during a fight.
I was just talking to my mother yesterday. Like, she's like, why does it have to be a gun every time there's an altercation? What happened to the days of fighting? Like, it doesn't have to always lead to a gun and one of our people dying.
Others pointed their fingers at the police officers who arrived during the dispute between Angel Alvarez and Luis Soto early Sunday morning. Alvarez was allegedly attacking Soto, but law enforcement officials say both men were probably hit with police bullets. Former police sergeant Anthony Miranda says race was an issue.
Is it they took both of them to be criminals because they were both Hispanic? Would they have responded differently if there had been a female white or a male white involved in this scenario?
Reverend Al Sharpton, who convened the meeting, and other community leaders say they'll call on the mayor to hold a citywide discussion about rising gun violence in the coming weeks. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.
We love you. We'll never go. We'll follow. We'll follow.
At the new Meadowlands Stadium, a near-sellout crowd of over 77,000 turned out for a high-profile homecoming for the U.S. soccer team, which played perennial powerhouse Brazil, winners of five World Cups. But after both teams' recent disappointing World Cup performance, Brazil showed off its young guns, breezing past the American veterans, beating them 2-0.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Woman done left and took all the reason I was working for.
And finally, the JetBlue flight attendant who told off a passenger over the PA before making a grand exit down the emergency slide has been released on bail. A Department of Corrections spokesman said Stephen Slater was released Tuesday night, but doesn't have details on who posted his $2,500 bail. Slater has been charged with felonies, but seems to be achieving folk hero status among people praising him for his take-this-job-and-shove-it moment. As he left jail, the 38-year-old airline veteran told reporters, "It seems like something here has resonated with a few people, and that's kinda neat." By late Tuesday evening, more than 70,000 people had declared themselves supporters of Slater on Facebook, and the number was growing by thousands every hour. At least one fan set up a legal fund on his behalf.
My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door.
Well, you can hear more about the stories you heard here, download more podcasts, and go in depth with our reporters on the news blog. That's all at our website, WNYC.org. You can hear us there 24 hours a day, as well as on the air at 93.9 FM and AM 820. From the WNYC newsroom, I'm Lance Lucky. Make it a good Wednesday.
That sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.